With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. A 45-year-old man is in Windsor police custody after a rash of thefts at local pharmacies. Over the past couple of weeks, there were 13 incidents at four pharmacies where $1,000 worth of merchandise was taken each time. When staff tried to intervene, the suspect got aggressive. Police say they arrested a suspect on Huron Church Road on Tuesday. Windsor and Tecumseh are getting big checks to support public transit. $176,000 for Tecumseh Transit, and for Windsor Transit, $4.4 million. It's their share of gas tax revenues and can be used to improve service, buy new vehicles, or improve accessibility. 2 days ago, Amherstburg and LaSalle got almost $400,000 for transit service there. The University of Windsor has joined a national network keeping an eye on freshwater ecosystems. It's called the Global Water Futures Observatory. It's led by the University of Saskatchewan. Aaron Fisk at the Great Lakes Institute for Environmental Research says they'll study how climate change is impacting the freshwater supply.
We are facing a serious crunch with regards to water because the climate is changing. So that's a real emphasis of what we're trying to do here. We're collecting that data. We're doing research to understand how the systems work, how they're changing, and then provide that data to the government, to decision makers for management and policy of these ecosystems.
The university's real-time aquatic ecosystems observation network launched in 2017 and will continue its work. Major changes are coming for temporary foreign workers. The federal government plans to roll out a new set of rules next year that will allow them to switch employers and cover more year-round occupations. The Toronto Star says it falls short on providing those workers permanent resident status, something advocates say is crucial to ending exploitation and abuse. Already, one juror has been dismissed in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial, a woman who said she didn't think she could be impartial. The Associated Press says the prosecutors also want the former president held in contempt and fined for breaking a gag order. They object to 7 posts on social media. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records for allegedly covering up payments related to his affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels. And if you're interested in the NFL draft, but don't want to cross the border, there's a block party downtown. The Downtown Windsor Business Improvement Association is organizing that. It's Saturday, April 27th from 6 to 11 at night on Olette Avenue between University and Park Street. There'll be an NFL draft viewing area, a football clinic for kids. Some of Windsor's own NFL alumni will come by too. The Tigers wrap up their series against the Rangers this afternoon at Comerica Park. The Jays are off until tomorrow night when they play the Padres. Women's professional hockey, Toronto plays Boston, and in NHL action tonight, the Canucks go up against the Jets, the Oilers play Colorado, and the Flames face the Sharks. Sunshine this afternoon, a bit breezy, 17 on the way. Clouds increasing this evening with showers, maybe a thunderstorm overnight and down to 10. We'll have showers tomorrow morning, but it'll clear up around lunch and we'll get up to 13. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.